Welcome to Be More. Sarah Gretzinger is an entrepreneur, author, and international speaker who brings you her take on what it means to be an entrepreneur in the 21st century. Everything from building a personal brand to delegating like a rock star to creating and launching online products and services and marketing yourself as the go-to leader in your industry and beyond. If you're a speaker, author, coach, consultant, expert, blogger, podcaster, freelancer, or solopreneur, Be More is about to become your new favorite podcast.
Hi, this is Terry Lee Harrison of Virtual Team Referral Network Chapters, and I'm so excited to be coming together with Sarah Gretzinger of Savvy Networker Global. We're teaming up to bring you the Own the Bank Virtual Summit. It happens on February 19th and 20th, 2020. It's an opportunity for you to gather online from your home, from your office, wherever you are in the world, and you're going to have the opportunity to connect with master teachers and trainers, speakers, who are gonna share with you some top strategies, the things that you need to know to really own the bank in your life and business in 2020. Here's the good news, is that this is a place where you're going to be able to take action. You're not just there to learn, we'll be taking action to really put the things that we learn into place and to really make the things happen so that we can reach our goals in the new year. So my task today, and it's one I'm very excited about, is I am honored to be able to introduce you to one of our fabulous speakers. Today, I would love to introduce you and welcome to the podcast, Chela Diaz. Chela, welcome.
Thank you. I am so excited to be here.
We're so excited to have you here on the podcast, as well as to be part of Own the Bank. It's going to be a wonderful experience for everyone. So I'd love to introduce you to Chela. Let's get to know a little bit more about her. So Chela Diaz is an author. She's a speaker, a money mindset coach, a proud mom, and she helps you to identify your monkey chatter around money so that you can achieve your financial goals. So Chela, I know that you have many nuggets that you share with people when it comes to their monkey chatter around mindset. And truly, I do have to say that one of the foundational things for Own the Bank being able to do that here in the new year is to really handle this aspect. If we are not handling our money mindset, none of this will come to us. Do you agree?
Absolutely. This is a step one. Actually, the step before one.
Yes, it's like the pre-step. And so this is why it's so important and we're so pleased that you're part of our virtual summit, because without this step, all the other steps really don't matter. And so I want to invite you, if you are listening and you know that you know that you know that you have lofty goals and that the only way that you're going to be able to receive what's coming to you is to work on what's going on with you regarding your money mindset, I wanna just have you put it in your calendar that you must attend. This is a must attend to connect with Chela and her message. So Chela, let's get started. I know that you have three nuggets to share with us. This is our opportunity to start to get to know you and a little bit about you and what you teach. And these are some top nuggets when it comes to money mindset. So the first nugget that Chela will be sharing with us is finding your money leaks. So Chela, please share.
Thank you. So in order for us to set financial goals, we have got to find where our money leaks are. And the best way to go about that, and even if you've heard this before, listen to it from a different perspective. This is 2020, so a new way to start off your year is keep track of how you're spending your money. Anytime you spend over a dollar, write it down. You're gonna do this for 1 week, just 7 quick, short days. And at the end of the 7 days, you're going to divide that list into two columns. One of them is going to be how much did you spend on needs? And the second column is going to be how much did you spend on wants? And after you get the hang of this, to doing this for 7 days, the ultimate goal is for you to be able to do this for 4 weeks, We can do just about anything for 4 weeks, but that's truly where the magic is going to happen, because you're going to find where you're spending that $20, $30, $60 at the end of the 4 week challenge. And you're going to be able to see where you may be able to make other choices, right? Because now you know where the money is going, whether it's for coffee or for it's going out to dinner or entertainment, or for me, going out to live music events, right? So now that you know where that is, then you can make other choices with that money. This is magical. And every single one of my clients that has done this, they have found where the money was going, and then they were able to make different choices with it.
This sounds like such a powerful first step. I'm so glad that you are recommending this. And even just the idea to get our feet wet for 7 days, right? And begin to take a look. The only thing is does this count when I see a Facebook ad about a $10 ebook? I'm just kidding. No, this is good to know, right? Because it's those little things that we think we need, right? That pop up like that, and you're like, oh, it's just $10, but they all add up. So I love this exercise. In fact,
I hear it.
I'm going to take you up on this challenge. Yeah. No, I think it'd be awesome. So yes, finding your money leaks. What a great way to start, because I think this is one of the foundational things about being ready to receive, is we have to be taking good care of what we have. Yes.
And if you know, right, if you know where your money is going, and I'll give you the top one, right? So people normally spend either going out to eat or coffee, right? Mm-hmm. So let's just take going out to eat. I don't believe that you need to give up. So if you're currently spending, and I'm using this from one of my clients, at the end of the 4 weeks, she found out she was spending $600 in going out to eat.
So I totally believe that.
Right. So this is where the choice is. So then she chose to put $500 towards the down payment of a house because that was something important to her. And then she still treated herself and spent $100 in going out for lunch.
Nice.
Just finding that balance, right? So maybe it's not a house, maybe it's a new car, maybe you want to invest. You have to find that one thing that's important to you that's going to help you stay on track. So instead of going out to eat 5 days a week, you're going to go out to eat twice a week.
Perfect. I love that. So that's finding your money leaks. Okay. Awesome. And I will take you up on that.
Beautiful. I look forward to it.
I'm your first one for the Own the Bank Virtual Summit. Taking you up on
absolutely.
That.
There All you
right.
go.
Awesome. So number two. Okay. I want to know about this. Create a possibility account. What is that?
Beautifulness. So a possibility account is where you're going to put money. It's a one bank account, right? But you open it for, you're going to put it in. Let's say you're going to replace your tires. That's something that's going to go into your possibility account. You want to take that vacation to Hawaii or to New York or to Vegas. You just want to take your vacation. You start putting that money into the possibility account. You want to begin to invest. You want to learn more about investing. You want to start saving towards doing some investing. That goes into the possibility account. The possibility is just that, full of possibilities, whether it's your 3 months of monthly obligations, whether it's, you know, paying, whatever that is, you're saving towards. And the beautiful thing about that is that when you begin to see that possibility account grow, and I'm saying this from my clients' experiences, mm-hmm. as well as my own, but my clients' experiences count more because I've been doing this for a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. So but when you begin to see that account grow, right? So let's just say that you start with $200 and then you're just being really good. And next thing you know, you have $900 and then you have $1,200. When you begin to see that account grow, it makes it a lot easier to say no to those shiny objects, that book that's $9.95 that you just know you need to have, or that $19.95 thing that you just wanted to test out. It makes it a lot easier for you to say no to what I call the shiny objects. And the beautiful thing is that now you're prepared. You need to replace your tires. You have the money there. You want to go on your vacation. It's already prepaid. And then you wanted to start investing, saving your account for, it's already there for you. It's waiting, right? So you're always ahead of the game plan. You're not having to pay back, especially interest. So it's magical. Possibility account, highly, highly recommended.
Okay, so this is wonderful, and I have a quick question about this. So we hear a lot, or I've heard a lot personally, about emergency funds. Is this shifting our thinking about an emergency fund, or do we have an emergency fund and a possibility account?
Oh my goodness, you thought we would have planned this. Mm-hmm. I personally do not believe in the emergency fund. I believe in the possibility, because if you have an emergency fund, you're preparing kind of for the worst versus preparing to replace your tires or pay the registration on your car or get a new computer, whatever that may be. You're prepared. This is your money in prepare. 3 months monthly obligations, they're ready there. So that's why I like it, possibility. It replaces the emergency fund account, but also it blossoms, because now when you see it grow, right, it's a momentum, right?
Yes,
so now you're finding ways to save more money versus the emergency, right? Once you have it, there's no momentum. It's just kind of there. But when you think about, oh, I'm planning for a vacation, or I'm planning for an investment, right? There's a different energy feel to it. There's a different excitement about building a possibility account.
There is. I really love that thinking. Okay. This is great stuff, Chella. I'm so glad you're sharing these nuggets. Let's move to the next one. So the next one would be, what financial goals do you want to achieve in the next 6 to 9 months?
Because now you have found your money leaks and you know where your money is going. And now you're going to whatever that may be. And I'll give you the common one that comes up when I work with my clients. And that is, they want to pay off some credit cards because they want to stop making the credit cards companies rich.
Yeah.
So that credit card company is $1,200. That's the balance on it. And so now you can take, now that you found your money leaks, and say that $1,200, you want to pay it off in 6 months. Now you know where, take the money from your money leaks, whether it's going out to eat or whatever that may be. I say going out to eat because that's the most common. It's in the top five, they normally come up. So now you're able to take that and put it towards paying off that credit card. And you have choices, right? You want to pay it off in 6 months, you want to pay it off in 9 months, you want to pay off in 5 months. Based on finding the money and your money leaks, you're able to do that. But what I love about this is that, one, you're going to stop making the credit cards company rich. But also, after you finish paying it off, that is money that can start going towards your possibility account.
Yes. What a reward, right?
Exactly. And also you're empowered, right? Because now you're saving the interest, but you're watching your account grow and you're watching the possibilities. Now you have options. Now you have choices.
This is really great stuff. So for our listeners, I hope that you are enjoying getting to know Chella and a little bit about where she's coming from and what she teaches. And so, Chella, could you please share with us, what will you be sharing about at our summit?
I'm going to be sharing my three-step process that's going to help you set and achieve your financial goals with grace and ease.
Can we get a preview of, like, just name off a step or two? You don't have to give me the content, but just out of curiosity. Just name off one step. Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know this is going to sound silly, but it's having compassion for ourselves for all of the mistakes we think we made in the past around money. is starting with a clean slate.
I see.
It's letting go of all of that baggage, all of those things. Why did I spend on this? Why did I buy that? All of that. Just give yourself permission to be okay that you did the best that you could based on what you knew at the time. And today is a fresh start, new beginning. You have new tools that you're going to be put into place to get you to where you want to go.
I love that stuff. Okay. So for our listeners, if you are really resonating with Chella, I want to invite you, make sure that you grab your free ticket for the Own the Bank Virtual Summit, where you can make sure that you have access to her presentation. If you want to connect with you ahead of time, Chella, tell us how they would do that online.
Transcend Abundance page is the best way to get a hold of me. Chella Diaz, Facebook, look me up. But Transcend Abundance is where I go there on a regular basis and give tips, tools to help you achieve your financial goals.
She has a great Facebook page. Again, it's facebook.com and search for Transcend Abundance. I know that you'll be glad that you connected with her there. So for our listeners, I just want to invite you to grab your ticket today. You want to go into Eventbrite and actually click in. Like if you see a Facebook event, don't click interested or going. Go ahead and actually secure your ticket. What this gains you access to is we would love to start networking with you and having you connect with Chella and the other speakers in our Facebook group now. Why wait to connect with them and the other attendees? Let's begin networking and building relationships, and we'll be sharing other tips for you. Let's begin our learning and our process of owning the bank now. So there'll be links here for you to find that information where you can click and access it. We are so excited to see you all there and to connect with you as soon as possible. Please also share the Own the Bank Virtual Summit with your friends. I know we all have professional friends and entrepreneurial associates, people who that this might be just a wonderful venue for them to be able to grow so that they can scale the way they want to in 2020. So this is Terry Lee Harrison, and I want to thank you, Chella. Thank you so much for being on the podcast today and for being part of the summit.
It is a pleasure, and I look forward to connecting and really making a difference out there.
Oh, I know that you do. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We need the difference that you offer. So everyone have a successful day, and I look forward to connecting with you all very soon.